Now I would like to ask the boys and girls, and indeed everybody else, how many of you have ever run in the marathon? Hands up. Yes, one or two brave people have run in the marathon. Well, I want to tell you about the very first marathon. It was run, and it wasn't run as a race, a very, very long time ago. It was run in the year 490 BC, 490 years before Jesus was born, was the first marathon. Now this is the year 2006, so if we add that to 490, we find that the first marathon was run 2,496 years ago. But it wasn't a race. There was a war between the Greeks and Persians. A war between Greece and Persia. That's the land we call Iran today. And there was a big battle being fought on the plains of Marathon. And the Greeks won that battle. Now, in those days, there were no telephones. There was no radio or television or internet or anything like that. So they wanted to get the news of having won the battle against the Persians. How were they to do it? Well, there was one man, and he ran from Marathon right away to Athens, a distance of almost 23 miles. And think of what the roads must have been like in those days. And he ran all that way through the heat. He arrived in Athens. He ran into the council chamber. That's where the government met. And he cried out, "Rejoice, we conquer. Rejoice, we conquer." But sad to say, he then fell down dead. And nobody remembers that man today. In fact, it's very doubtful even if his name is known. Some say it's not. The Encyclopedia Britannica tells who he is, but nobody was quite sure. He's forgotten, and yet he carried the message of victory for his nation. So that was the very first marathon. People use the word marathon sometimes to talk about something that's very big, like a marathon task, and they're talking about something that is different from the small things. But I read a very interesting story a few days ago about a small boy, and he ran his own little marathon one day. It was in the days of King George V, and his wife was Queen Mary, our present mother's Queen's grandmother. She was opening some buildings at a British Empire exhibition. And you know what it's like? The crowds are there, all waiting to see the Queen, and her car was driving along nicely. And a little boy started running along the side of the car. And it was a great surprise. There was no police to stop him or anything else. And whenever she came along to open the building, nobody saw where the wee boy went. But whenever she came out again, to everybody's surprise, he was running beside the car again. And whenever the car had left from the exhibition to go on to the main road, the Queen told the driver to stop the car. And she spoke down to the boy, and then she said to him, "Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little boy." But nobody ever knew who the wee boy was. He kept it a great secret, and so did his parents too, and nobody ever knew who that wee boy was. But you know, I've been reading a story in the Bible, and I'm sure you have read it often too or heard it, about a boy. And he did something very good, and yet we don't know his name. It was one day when Jesus was speaking to the people, and great crowds were there, and they needed food. And the wee boy had a wee lunch with him. He had 5 wee biscuits and 2 wee tiny fish. And he gave them to Jesus. And he made them into a great big feast for 5,000 men and for women and children as well. And yet we don't know who he was. And I think that's great when people can do things and don't look for praise for doing it. And that boy is remembered because he gave his little lunch to Jesus. Jesus said a remarkable thing. He was talking about praying. And he said, when you pray in secret, your Lord rewards you openly. And that boy gave that little present to Jesus secretly. And look what he got for doing it. Instead of 5 little dry biscuits, he got a lovely meal, and there were 12 baskets left over. And that is how good God is. Now, here's the lesson to learn. If you are a Christian, a boy or a girl, a man or a woman even, give the very best that you have to the Lord Jesus, and he rewards those who love him.